Hello, everybody. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 65. I also want to say Happy New Year. I can't believe it is 2024. I took a break yesterday and didn't record a podcast episode because, you know, I just didn't feel like it. And the last episode was a week from today, so why not? Anyway, 2024 is here. Today is the first day of the new year, and it was pretty good. I got my Taylor Swift 2024 calendar on the wall. She is ready for the year. I also dropped a new product in the NRE apparel shop today. It is so cute. So if you're a Taylor Swift fan and you're going to the Eras Tour, you are going to love this shirt. It is Taylor Swift Eras Tour t-shirt. It is in a, it's on a black shirt. I got the screen print transfers on Etsy. And it's like a vintage, like, transfer. It has all the Taylors on it. And it says Taylor Swift, like, above the Taylors and then Eras Tour on the bottom. It is just so cute. So if you are a size small through extra large, go get it right now. I will be coming out with bigger sizes. Just give me a minute, okay? I have two extra transfers left over that will be pressed onto bigger sizes. I just have to get them, and then I will add bigger sizes for you all. I do have some releases coming for the NRE apparel shop this year. I'm just going to tell you because I don't like keeping things from you guys. I ordered the prints. I just had to order the shirts. So I do have one Valentine's Day t-shirt coming. It is going to be on a pink t-shirt. It's a faux embroidery lover. The thing says lover. And it's going to be size small through 2XL. So that's really fun. And then I have another for my cat lovers. I have four busy raising cats. So it's super cute. It's going on a black t-shirt. I think the Lover tee is going to be my favorite because it reminds me of Taylor Swift Lover, the album. So, yeah, I love that one. Also, I can't believe, like, we're in a new year, which is crazy to me. Like, how are we in 2024? It's insane. I took my Christmas tree down today, my little, like, 3-foot Christmas tree that I've had for, like, a couple of years. And it was kind of sad because, like, I love my little Christmas tree, but I put all my ornaments away. My tree is small, so I don't have a lot of room on my tree for, like, ornaments and stuff. But, and 2023 was a great year. I talked about it on the podcast, like, a lot. I talked about, like, the recapping. So if you want to know about that, you can listen to those episodes. But honestly, like, two things that really stood out to me that happened to me in 2023, like, honestly, like, my top two, was one, I got to see Taylor Swift for the Eras Tour in Tampa, which was freaking crazy. Like, I still cannot believe that I was there Tampa night two on April 14th, which is crazy. And the second thing that really just made my entire 2023 was getting to go to the Versus Tour to meet the Sterniello Triplets. That was a huge thing for me, you know, getting to meet the Triplets, because if you guys know me, y'all know that the fandom really put me through it. Like, you guys, not all of you, the toxic fans really put me through it. Like, you guys were mean to me. You tried to kick me out. You thought, yeah, absolutely not. And I had one girl, I'm not her friend anymore, unfollowed her and everything. She said that it would be awkward meeting the Triplets. I'm sorry, ma'am, but that was invalid. It was not awkward at all. It was the complete opposite. Chris, Nick, and Matt were so nice to me. I made them all friendship bracelets. It was the best freaking 30 seconds of my life. It was the quickest meet and greet ever, and I'm not going to lie. I pretty much tried to not black out, but I blacked out most of it because I was, A, so excited to be there, and I was so focused on getting them their bracelets, and I was just, it was such a great time, and my meet and greet pictures are some of my favorite pictures of myself. Like, they're so cutie. I think I said this already, But I had one of the heart photo of me with the triplets. I had that printed out on a adhesive 11 by 14 like poster from Walgreens, and it's like right above my desk, and I look at it every single day, and it just makes me so happy because the triplets make me happy. And that was one of the highlights of my entire year, was getting to meet them and go to the tour. The tour was really fun. Made a whole episode about it on the channel. And the vlog, oh my God, the vlog is my favorite. When Trill came out on stage, I lost my mind. He played one of my favorite songs, which is Drunk Calls. Y'all, that song has a chokehold on me. Like, I know all the words. I probably should listen to more of his music, but I don't. Anyway, 2024, man, I am so excited for this year because we get to start over. We get to start fresh. And, I just want to say, like, I have finally jumped on the Kansas City Chiefs train. I bought a gray crew neck with the Kansas City logo on it, and I wear it every time the Chiefs play. I think I am matching with Taylor. She wore a gray crew neck a couple of games ago. I ordered the same one that she wore, and I was like, yes, queen. Taylor is just having an incredible, like, 2023 was Taylor Swift's freaking year. The Eras Tour slayed. Her and Travis, I love them so much. Like, I can't. I love them both because the way he is treating Taylor is the way that all women would like to be treated. Like, he is setting the bar so high for other men. I'm like, I don't want a relationship if no one treats me like Travis Kelce treats Taylor. Like, honestly, chef's kiss. Good for him. He has some serious confidence in himself by putting his phone number on a bracelet. That was genius. Like, sir, teach me your ways. Is that all I need to do? Make a friendship bracelet with my phone number and give it to a guy that I like and be like, here's my number, but it's on a friendship bracelet. Oh my God, sir, you need to write a book. Like, the amount of confidence that man has in himself is, it's crazy. And I'm so happy for Taylor. She seems so happy with Travis. And I'm just happy for her. I really hope he's the one. I really do. Like, she deserves a husband that's going to take care of her. And God knows she deserves it. But anyway, it is just mind-boggling to me how it is January 1st. It's the new year. Like, Happy New Year. Hope you guys had a happy and safe New Year's Eve. I had a date with my couch. That's what I did. I sat and watched the ball drop, and then I went to sleep. I know, so exciting. That's what happens when you're 28 years old and nobody invites you to parties. Honestly, like, New Year's Eve parties are so overrated. Like, they just don't do it for me. Like, I don't want to go to a party and drink all this alcohol and then not remember any of the party. Like, that's not fun. That is just crazy to me how people just go to parties. Like, if you go to a party, I'm not judging, but, like, I would much rather go to, like, a New Year's Eve concert to see, like, my favorite artist perform in front of me than go to a party. I mean, I guess that is a party, but at least there's music and you can dance and all that, but I wouldn't drink because I'm a lightweight, and, like, I would be two drinks in and I would be on the floor. I don't know. Anyway, my New Year's resolutions. I'm sure you guys are wondering, Nicole, what are your New Year's resolutions for 2024? Off the top of my head, because I didn't write anything down, I would like to eat better. And by eat better, I mean eat more salads, not eat as much breads, candy. I love candy. Oh my God. I will not deprive myself. I will eat candy probably once a month. I say that. I would like to meet Taylor Swift this year. I don't know if that will ever happen, but it would be nice to hug her and thank her for everything she's done for me with her music and everything. So I would think I would, I don't know, that would be the highlight of my whole year if I got to meet Taylor Swift. I really want to hit, like, 20 orders on my Shopify. Like, my business is slow right now because, like, I've hit the max. I've already hit my first goal, which is 10 orders, which go me. I want to hit another 10 orders and go up to 20, which would make me so happy. My small business, really, I'm excited because this is, like, my first full year that I get to be, like, invested in this business. And, you guys, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that you don't know about. I'm trying to film a YouTube video, like, day in the life of a small business owner. And I filmed one clip today, and, like, sometimes it's hard because I do have another job. Like, I work in retail, which we won't get into that. So on the days that I'm off, like, when I have time, or, like, if I get off at a decent hour, I like to just go in my little office and work on the computer and work on the Shopify website and try to go on Tease Me Boutique and see what kind of screen print transfer she has left over. And, like, I'm coming out with, like, a small Valentine's Day drop. I don't know. Like I said in the beginning, I do have the Lover faux embroidery one that's so cutie. I love it so much. I've been trying to think of, like, things to release, so I don't know. It's, like, we're still on the fence here. But I had a great Christmas. I hope you guys did, too. Like I said, my favorite gift that I received for Christmas was my Shopify order counter. Guys, when I say that I have wanted those forever, believe me when I tell you that I have wanted that for, like, ever. Since I've started watching so many business owners, like, I've just seen it in the back, and I'm like, what's that? And, like, ever since I started watching, like, Stardust by Allie, Tease Me Boutique, like, Alyssa, like, these queens, like, also, Stardust by Allie is coming out with holographic phone cases, and when I tell you that I'm obsessed, she has little stars and moons on them, and it just, I need them so bad. They're not released yet, but I'm just, like, itching, because I'm like, Allie, I need these now. I do want to exercise more, like, ride my bike, jog, because I do have a little bit of weight. We always pack on the weight. It's annoying. Excuse me. And I want to, like, do better on content. Like, I want to film more YouTube videos. I want to try to grow my channel, because I feel like all I've done is abandoned my YouTube channel, which is so sad because I love YouTube. Like I said, I'm trying to make more, like, day in the life of the small business owner, so you guys can see sort of, like, behind the scenes of, like, what it's like when I'm picking out transfers or, like, shirts. Like, I place really big orders on Jiffy shirts, so, like, if you guys want to see, like, how that goes, like, I don't know. I just, I'm really, like, I can't believe we're in a new year. So the quote on my 2024 Taylor Swift calendar that I got, it's a United Kingdom magazine, and it came in the calendar, and I was like, what, heck yeah. So it's Taylor at the Eras Tour, and she's doing the it's the Red Era. She has her black guitar, and it looks like she's about to sing the 10-minute version of All Too Well. But on the side, there's a little quote. It says, "It's you and me, that's my whole world." It's from Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. I just love that. I mean, it is. Taylor is my whole world. What was I going to say? Also, like, my other resolution is to not let haters get to me. I'm trying to let the hate just roll off my back. And I'm leaving it in 2022. Leaving the hate in 2023. Because you cannot let hate define you. If someone is hating on you, you're doing something right. I have learned. If somebody has some opinion to say about you, you're doing an amazing job. So keep going. And, like, I don't care what anyone has to say. Yes, I am an older fan, but I don't care. I met the triplets, and it was great. Also, I want to be more confident in myself. You know, I want to try to love myself, because that's very important in life. You know, you have to love yourself before you can allow another human being to love you, because you can't rely on your partner to give you all these compliments. you have to believe in yourself, and you have to know that you are enough, and you have to know that you're beautiful and that you are perfect the way that you are, and that you can't change who you are, because who you are is what you were made to be like. And if I've learned anything, like, from Taylor, is to not take anything from anybody. And, like, the song You Need to Calm Down from Lover is, like, my anthem right now, because there's always going to be haters, especially on social media, like, this world that we live in, cancel culture. It's insane. I remember a couple of years ago when my best friend got canceled on Twitter for what? For complete nonsense. It wasn't even that deep. And you got to be careful also with your friends. It doesn't matter. You could having 1,000 friends doesn't matter. I have a small group of friends that I love so much. I'd rather have 1 or 2, 3 close friends than 10 friends that know nothing about me. And, you know, when my best friend got canceled on Twitter, it was ridiculous. It was these friends that were not her friend just spreading all this misinformation about her. And I'm like, this happens to Taylor on a daily basis. She gets misinformation spread about her all the time. And she's probably just sitting there laughing. That's what I need to do. I need to sit and laugh about it, because these little kids on the internet don't matter. None of this hate matters. If you are getting hate or someone's giving you a hard time, they just need to calm down. They need to calm down, and you need to shake it off. Because if I've learned anything from getting hate for being an older Sterniola fan, it's that you have to be a duck. You have to let the hate roll off your back, and you just laugh in their face, because they're kids. They don't matter. What matters is that whatever you're enjoying, your favorite artist, your favorite YouTuber is making you happy, and they're making you smile, and they're making you feel loved. That is all that matters in life, is that you are happy. I love watching the triplets. They're like my little brothers that have always, like, wanted in life. I love them. They're awesome. They're amazing young men out there that are just doing what they love on YouTube. And I'm so excited for what they have in store for 2024. I don't know if it'll be another tour. I don't know. If it is, then I hope it's for the international fans, because the American fans have gotten spoiled with the 2 tours. Also, they dropped merch yesterday from, like, the everything, like, from their entire career, from, like, their first merch drop to, like, the Versus tour. And I got one shirt from the Let's Trip tour, the tour that I missed. Oh, my God, it was, like, the Hunger Games. 7 pages of merch all sold out within 30 minutes. I was like, whoa, we did that. Like, slay. Anyway. Thank you all so very much for listening to K-Pop in Real Life Podcast, episode 65. Happy 2024. Honestly, tell me what your New Year's resolution are. I gave you a little bit of mine, so hopefully I can follow them this year and not be so sensitive. That's another one I want to be, is not so sensitive. I need to get some tough skin, because the internet can be a cruel place sometimes, because people sit behind a phone or they sit behind their laptop and they type words out to you. And I need to have the energy of Nick Sterniello, where he don't give nothing about hate. I need to act like Nicholas Sterniello and just be like, oh, they're just, they don't, like I said, the haters don't matter. And if I've learned anything from getting hate from toxic little kids, it's that those comments don't matter. And I proved them all wrong when I went to the Versus tour and I met the triplets. I was laughing because I am a huge overthinker. That's another thing I'm going to stop doing, is overthinking, because I tend to do that quite a lot. No joke. And when I, you know, walked away from the triplets, I said, you know, nice to meet you. Thank you so much. And they were so damn nice. Oh my God, they were so freaking nice to me. It was amazing. I was like, these guys are genuine. They are genuine people. And sometimes you have to be careful, like I said, with YouTubers, because sometimes you just don't know what you're getting yourself into. I just don't know. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to the first episode of 2024. Holy heck, I can't believe we're here. I hope you guys have an amazing 2024. We will see what we have in store for us this year. Hopefully we have an amazing year and nothing bad happens to us. If something bad happens to us, that's okay. It's life. Life all can't be unicorns and rainbows. I wish it could. But anyway, I appreciate you guys so much for listening to me ramble on. Happy New Year. Have an amazing 2024. To my listeners, I love you. Each and every one of you that listens to my episodes, y'all are the real ones. If you could do me a huge favor and rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify, you don't even have to write anything. You just click the little 5 stars and that's it. Also, rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the absolute world to me if y'all would do that. Also, make sure you share your favorite K-pop in real life podcast episode with your friends, whether it be my first episode or this episode. Share it with anyone you want. And happy 2024, y'all. And if you're going to the Eras Tour, make sure you check out my Taylor Swift Eras Tour shirt on my website. It's super cutie. And you can use code APPAREL for 30% off, I think. I can't remember. But anyway, I love you all, and I will talk to you all next Sunday. We will be right on schedule. The holidays always mess everything up, but anyway, I'm going to stop rambling. I love you all, and yeah, peace.